Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
With Multiview from Xfinity, you can watch up to four football games at once, which can lead to some tough choices.
French toast nibblers or breakfast nachos?
Actually, I was thinking about heading out only because I want to beat the traffic.
The best part of the sleepover is the next day. I was going to throw the games on.
Bobby Big Wheels.
I mean, how can you call yourself a sports fan without Xfinity? We got the Multiview.
The best college and pro games all in one place.
I'm not going anywhere.
This is how football was meant to be watched. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply. Multiview requires Xfinity 4K capable TV box.
At some point as a man, you got to figure out what type of dude you are. And when the moment's at the biggest and you've been working your ass off with all the guys around you and you got the weight of the world of your fan base, who can make the play to win the game? What is up, everybody? Thank you guys for joining us on another episode of Crane and Company. And we're pumping them out like an Exxon gas station right now. And today, we've got another amazing preview and prediction, a Friday night game, a big one that we're going to be live streaming. I'll get into that a little bit more later. Baylor versus Auburn. David Cohn, former Michigan quarterback to my left, Blaine Crane, former Western State Colorado wide receiver to my right. And guys, we've talked about this game a decent amount. It's time to make predictions and really dive in with the preview. But David, and also Blainathan, we're going to be live streaming this battle.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So Friday night. You don't have to listen to RG3. Just if you think what he did to that croissant was bad, wait until you see what he talks about Baylor during that game. He's going to be on the call. Don't worry. Turn on the TV. Come to YouTube. Find us. We will commentate while the game's going on. Talk about betting, all that stuff, what's going on, what needs to happen. Either way, at the Cigar Bar at Mission, it's going to be awesome. Blaine, give me the line,
yeah.
Give me the total, so we know what we're doing going into this battle.
Right now, the line is Auburn is favored by 2.5 points. That's going off at -108. From a money line standpoint, and that's not the spread, Auburn's favored -128, and Baylor's coming in at +106
okay.
to win. So Baylor is plus money, and the over-under right now is sitting at 57.5, and the money is laying the under, and right now I am taking this off FanDuel Sportsbook.
All right, so I want to start looking at the matchups here. I mean, we're going to talk Sawyer. We're going to talk Jackson Arnold. The biggest mismatch on the field that I see. Now, roster-wise, I think Auburn's roster overall, and again, we haven't played the games yet. This is pure speculation and conjecture. I think Auburn's roster overall is better than Baylor's. I don't think it's by a huge amount, but when you look offense, defense, depth, I think Auburn does have a better roster. If you look at Baylor last year, David, and I want to start with you, they really, really struggled against the pass. You go back and watch the LSU game, the Colorado game. It was the athleticism on the back end that seemed to cost them when you look at opponents' passing game. I think they were giving up like 8 yards per an attempt, something like that, which is not very good. And it wasn't blown coverages. It's not like guys were letting guys run free and they were hitting big plays, kind of like we saw the other night with Iowa State, Kansas State. It was just getting beat athletically. So you look at Auburn's wide receiver room. If the quarterback can deliver the ball, Baylor didn't do a lot through the transfer portal in the secondary. They did in the front seven, trying to improve that pass rush, which was another problem last year, which leads to big plays, obviously going up against your secondary because you can't cover people for that long. So to me, that looks like the biggest mismatch. Mm-hmm. But Jackson Arnold, A, has to have time to throw, which we'll see and we'll get into that more. But he's got to be able to deliver good balls on time to what should be open guys. Is that the biggest mismatch you see in this game, or is there another one you're looking at?
Well, it certainly is an interesting one. Let's just recap here. Dave Aranda is the head coach at Baylor based off his defensive acumen that he showed at LSU. So the defensive side of the football for Baylor is what really has to show up and deliver. Also, you know, I'm glad that you talked about Auburn's wide receiver room. I think Auburn could potentially have one of the best wide receiver rooms in the country. What's that offense going to look like, though? I mean, the last couple years under Peyton Thorne, when he was able to play well, it was with his legs through the run game. Hugh Freeze loves to have a quarterback who can run this zone read scheme or really power read scheme. How many times have we seen a quarterback take off up the middle for him? Is Jackson Arnold, who transfers in from Oklahoma, is he going to be able to deliver the football to these wide receivers through the air consistently? And especially like week one, what's the balance going to be between run and pass? And is Baylor just going to have to respond to that? You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is a chicken and the egg theory here. Is Baylor's defensive scheme going to dictate how Hugh Freeze is going to call plays? Or is he already committed to how he wants to call this game? And then Baylor on defense will react to that. That's one thing I'm particularly interested in the first quarter and a half of this game.
Yeah, and Blaine, it truly is the cat and mouse game of what you do early. You know, when we look at this Auburn offensive line, obviously you feel about as good as you can, especially with what we've seen in the past, in the recent past, with the offensive line. But if you're Dave Aranda, and deep down you don't trust your pass rush to get there, and we know Dave likes to, he'll get exotic.
Yeah.
He will get as exotic as the Amazon.
Seven different kinds of smoke.
Do you think early, because if Jackson Arnold under pressure
last year,
folks,
I already know what you're saying.
Is he going to heat him up early?
Why wouldn't
you? Is Dave going to heat him up?
Because right now, if anything, Baylor on a defensive line standpoint, they're a little undersized. Mm-hmm. All right, Auburn's used to playing bigger guys, especially in the SEC. And only thing I hear about is the confidence of Jackson Arnold. It's down. It's not there, which I'll never understand, especially when you have Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton running around a receiver. I'd have more confidence in the world. So right now, if I'm Dave Aranda, the one thing you can't let happen is Auburn get that ground game going. They start leaning on you, especially early in this game. So if I am sending pressure and making Jackson Arnold beat me. And the big thing I think about, even if Jackson Arnold comes out and it looks good, you're on script, first 15, first 20 plays, he's on time, the ball's coming out. How does Jackson respond when something goes bad?
Yeah.
Right. What does he do? Because when it comes to football, everything's not going to go right all the time. You're going to get him lucky, maybe a strip sack or a fumble like that. He fumbled a lot last year. How does he respond when he does that? But if I'm Dave Aranda, Jackson Arnold has to beat me in this game. I'm not going to let Auburn's offensive line and that running game beat me.
Well, it's so okay. I get that. I agree with that. I think that's what you're going to see early. Again, like we said, Dave Aranda likes to do multiple things, give you multiple looks.
3-3-5, too.
Pressures. Yeah. And that's a tough front to decipher. If you and Baylor does have a zero, that home wrecker in the middle, kind of like we saw with Dominique Orange in Iowa State, you can run that three down if you got a bulldog in the middle. Baylor does have that. It's trying to manufacture pressure from bringing it different places, making things look the same and bringing it from a different place. But that's a dangerous way to live. Now, I don't want to live in a world of absolutes where that's the only thing you do. That's not the only thing they're going to do. It's going to be down predicated. But if you're going to sit here and bring pressure, and that's more than four, because typically, even with three down, you get to four some way or somehow, right? But if you're going to bring more than four and you are going to rob Peter to pay Paul, that means that either one of Eric Singleton Jr. or Cam Coleman or Malcolm Simmons or Horatio is going to be one-on-one. If you think you got out-athleted against some guys last year that you played, you put Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton Jr. in a one-on-one situation, and I'm not just talking vertically. I'm not even just talking deep third. I'm talking intermediate, and I'm talking short, where you're just spitting the bubble, spitting the now, spitting the slant on the RPO. Well, then those 20-yard gains turn into 80-yard gains. And if you get hit a couple times early, you got to get your ass out of it. So it's going to be a good mix. Again, if it's third and nine, you're going to probably play coverage most of the time. I would think that. But it is a dangerous game to play. But David, is that the only play that Dave Aranda and Baylor has to go get Jackson Arnold?
No, let me tell you another way that could backfire. Let's say that Dave Aranda says, okay, all the word out of fall camp from Auburn is that Hugh Freeze doesn't have a lot of faith in Jackson Arnold. They're going to be week one. They're going to be on the road. Let's go after him early, just without seeing anything, for no reason other than we can go after him and get to him. Here's why that could backfire a little bit. Let's just say the premise is true. Hugh Freeze right now, I don't have a lot of faith in Jackson Arnold. I'm not going to start off with a lot of RPO scheme. I don't want him to have to read. I don't want to start off with a lot of drop back pass. I don't want to go five and hitch for him to hit one of these guys downfield. I want to get the football to Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton Jr. as quick as I possibly can.
Boom.
Now screen, quick hitch, quick slant, called, not RPO. If you're already dialing up pressure, if you're Baylor, if you're already dialing up pressure just from the get-go, and you run into one of these situations where Cam Coleman can get a slant route right now, all of a sudden you've created a situation, not only is what you're saying accurate, where you could go on a 50-yard touchdown, but now you've gotten Jackson Arnold a little confidence.
Yeah.
So whether or not you bring pressure or not in the second quarter, now maybe you are calling some RPO because he feels comfortable. Now maybe you are calling a little bit of drop back pass, and all of that goes without even saying, does Auburn get the run game going? Because if they're able to hit a couple of those plays and get the run game going, now all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball if you're Baylor, and it's going to be a long night.
Well, to Blaine's point, if you do get to Jackson Arnold early and he makes a mistake, it's not just Jackson Arnold that all of a sudden it starts to pucker a little bit.
I doubt.
It's Hugh Freeze.
In the defense.
It's, oh shit, here we go again. Mm. Auburn's going to find a way to fall apart when they do have a better roster, when they do have some of those pieces. So Baylor did bring in Winston. They brought, again, they brought in some pass rushers that are athletic. I'm just wondering if it's a third and three situation, how good do you feel if you're that Baylor front seven on stopping power, on stopping zone read? Because this Hugh Freeze offense does hit you on the perimeter and then hit you inside. Hit you on the perimeter, then hit you inside. But it's such a mental game. It's almost like a race to shake Jackson Arnold. Either you're going to shake him early or he's going to get confident early. And either one of those things can happen, and either one of those things have a huge ripple effect on the way to the rest of this game.
Well, we know nothing. We know nothing of Jackson Arnold, right? Completely new guy, new team.
We are super excited to announce our new partnership with our friends over at Prize Picks.
Woo!
You know them, you love them, and this episode is brought to you by them. Preseason football is already underway. College football, it's here. We've played Prize Picks since they came out.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic product. They make daily fantasy simple. Just select more or less on a 2-6 player projection to build your lineup. And when your picks hit, you have the opportunity to win up to 2,000 times your money. It's available in over 40 states. Prize Picks puts their members first with fast, secure withdrawals through Venmo, Apple Pay, and MasterCard. You can trust them. Their innovative flex play lets you even cash out and double your money if one pick doesn't hit perfectly. So turn your sports knowledge into real money in under 60 seconds on Prize Picks, trusted skill-based fantasy platform that millions of users already rely on to add excitement to your season. We've won a ton of money. We're going to be posting ours so you can see them online. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code BOOSTER, B-O-O-S-T-E-R, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5. That's code BOOSTER to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
I will say this. I know a lot about, you know what you're going to get with Sawyer Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, I mean, after the way they finished the season, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He's going to show up for sure. But I would just be surprised. And one thing I worry about when it comes from an Auburn standpoint, if you watched Auburn last year, Hugh Freeze in some games would have the run game going easy, but he'd go away from it. He'd go away from it in big moments. So if you're Hugh Freeze, and look, I don't know who's calling the plays. I don't know who's calling first, second, third down. It doesn't matter to me. And he has a run game going. He sometimes likes to get cute, and sometimes did it with Peyton Thorne, and you can't do that this year.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Did you feel like he went away from it and got cute just because we now retrospectively know what Peyton Thorne was able to do and not do? But theoretically, if you had a quarterback who could deliver in those moments, he was switching it up from the run game at an appropriate time, or he was making the wrong decision?
No, I think he was making the wrong decision.
I think with your personnel, he was making the wrong decision. If you don't trust, if you got a guy that can do it all, like if it was Jackson Dart back there, I mean, the whole menu's open.
Sure.
Now you are just calling plays to try and not trick the defense.
But stay ahead.
But stay ahead.
Stay off schedule.
Stay unpredictable. Yeah. But you go back to the Oklahoma game last year when Jarquez Hunter in the third quarter is just ripping Oklahoma to shreds. And you gave Peyton Thorne the option on the RPO to keep it and throw it. And he kept it and he threw it. I wonder this year if it's like, there is no RPO on this down. Your ass is going to turn around and hand the ball off to the running back, and he's going to go get 6 yards. I wonder how much we'll see that. But on the other side to Sawyer Robertson and Baylor, do not for 1 second, just because we let off talking about Auburn at the skill position and Cam Coleman this and Eric Singleton Jr. that, Baylor's got some cats too that can do it.
Yeah.
Josh Cameron's a problem. He's not only a problem catching the ball, he's a problem returning punts as well. And I like what they did through the transfer portal. I like what they have on the outside. They've got a blend of speed and size. They've got possession and they've got pop. The even though Pendergrass is hurt, Washington's a really, really good back. Where I'm interested to see Baylor, I know if Sawyer is clean, he will rip you to shreds. But last year, just like 99% of the quarterbacks that have ever lived, when he was under pressure, that completion percentage went way down. When he was under pressure, that interception rate went way up. And I talked about this when we talked about Auburn-Baylor earlier, the edge of the line of scrimmage. I trust Baylor's center and guard combo as much as I trust any center and guard combo in the country. But you got Fuker out there at left tackle. And if you don't remember who Fuker was, he was the guy 2 years ago who was the starting left tackle at South Carolina. And they got to SEC play, and he really, really struggled to the point where they had to bench him. The other tackle position, I don't feel great about it, but this Auburn defensive line, that's why when you heard in fall camp, Auburn fans were freaking out, oh no, the offensive line's getting beat by the defensive line. When you look at some of the cats that Auburn is rolling out here on this defensive line, they can get you from anywhere because you got to have a an answer for Falk. Whether that's a double, whether that's a chip, whether that's a running back scan every single time you've seen him, they're going to have an answer for Falk, which leaves one-on-ones everywhere else. And whoever is lining up at that left tackle position, if you get Sawyer Roberts, Robertson, you get in his lap, he will turn the ball over. And his escapability is good. It's not great. He's not able to get away from pressure that well. So we're going to know really, really early with Baylor. First, third, and six. First, third, and passing. How does that left tackle spot holds up? If that left tackle spot holds up, Baylor will have a decent amount of success on offense, maybe even great success because they can run it well and they can throw it well. But this offensive line for Baylor, not 100% sold. And this Auburn front seven, I know the linebackers are young, but Riddick and them can go get it. If you're Auburn, I don't think you have to pressure. Not that you don't. You never do it. But I was sitting here screaming at the TV watching Kansas State early in that game, screaming, why are you bringing six when you're getting there with four? As a defensive coordinator, I used to pray at night. I used to get in my bed and pray at night. I say, God, listen, just please keep my family healthy and let us get home with four.
And what did Beck do? Rocco Beck was throwing away from spinning safety for a huge first down.
And then he'd make the guy blitz and a miss, and then he would hit him in the run game. So
I'm glad you brought that game up, actually, because I have a question for both of you, and I want to frame it through the Iowa State-Kansas State game. Ugly in the first half. As ugly as it can possibly be. I don't know who's going to win this football game. Turned into a great ball game in the second half, and anyone's ball game in the second half. But when a team needed it most, Iowa State was the team who said, you know what? Actually, we're the ones who's going to run it
down
Kansas State's throat. The exact opposite of what I thought would probably happen. And they were giving it to them every way they wanted. A-gap power, quarterback design.
They got creative,
together,
too. It was fun to watch.
It was incredible to watch. When they needed it most to be able to put that football game away. So what I want to ask you guys is, one of these teams is up three, and they need to put together a 4, 5, 6 minute drive to really put this thing away, and they need to be able to pick up third and four in the run game. Which of these teams can run the ball effectively enough in the second half to put a game away?
You said the key word you said there is run the ball.
Yeah.
Now, because if you were going to say which quarterback to lead a 2 minute drive to go score a touchdown and win, I would take Sawyer Roberts.
And that may be
just
a part
because
of
what I know.
A quarterback may need
but
to
But if it's
third
run game
pass.
Only,
yeah.
I trust, because gravity is gravity. Okay, over time, size wins in this game. I mean, you've heard of the bearskin hoodie, right? Well, the smart people are locking in their winter gear now. It's called Thinking Ahead because this is hands down the best time to prep for the coming winter. Bearskin is running a 60% off deal right now, but only if you get your hoodie early. This hoodie's built like a tank. 340 GSM micro fleece, 10 pockets, clean rugged fit, that looks awesome. Plus, it zips right into the heavy storm rain jacket to become 100% waterproof when you need it. So when it turns cold, wet, or windy, and you're not scrambling because you've got bearskin. I used it in Ireland, it works like an absolute dream. You'll get free US shipping, fast delivery, and you've locked in your winter gear already. You don't have to worry about it. That's a win-win. So do yourself a favor. Text the word CRAIN, that's C-R-A-I-N, to 36912 to lock in your 60% off. Again, text C-R-A-I-N to 36912. You'll get a link straight to your phone so you can check it out later if you're busy right now. So don't wait until you're freezing. Guys, it's going to get cold during football season.
Hunting.
You got to be ready and hunting.
Hunting.
Get a bearskin now while it's 60% off. Text CRAIN, C-R-A-I-N, to 36912. Auburn is bigger than Baylor. Auburn should be able to push Baylor around a little bit on the edge of the line of scrimmage. Interior, maybe not so much, but that's where that 3-3-5 gets you because it's not normal. It's not the four down look that you're used to seeing. It's not they're in an over front, they're in an under front, they're in two fives, they're in a three and a shade to the strength, which is the over or the opposite. You know, it's not even an eagle front or a solid front, truly. You can get to a solid front from it. I mean, hell, you can get to an eagle front from it, but it's unorthodox. So how will the communication be on the offensive line for Auburn? Because if the communication's good, the result should be good with what you have athletically. So I would say Auburn in that case, just because of the physical size and ability of the athlete that you have at that position.
If you were to ask who do you trust to go have a winning drive to win the game, I would say Baylor. 1,000%.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
1,000%. And the reason you said running, I'll take Auburn, is because of Jackson Arnold's feet. I think whenever, and this is why I think Kansas State made a huge mistake from a play calling standpoint, not running Avery as much, just that ability for the defense to have to worry about that quarterback pulling the ball on a 3rd-and-4 or a 3rd-and-2, the option of the quarterback run, it just gives defensive coordinators nightmares. And Baylor doesn't have that. So when it comes to the running game, I do think Auburn's bigger. They'll be able to lean. But that option of Jackson Arnold taking off, keeping
hat.
A ball, that extra hat, making defense really have to be true to their lanes, I would say Auburn.
Again, we're going to be live streaming this game. Okay, so make sure you come to Crane & Company's YouTube Friday night. You're watching Auburn-Baylor on the TV. We're watching Auburn-Baylor on the TV. You mute the announcers that they have. You listen to us talk about the real thing, what's going on in real time. We'll give you time codes of where we're at so you're not ahead or you're not behind or whatever.
And Sunday night, by the way.
And Sunday night with Notre Dame and Miami as well. So we're going to be live streaming two games this weekend. I want to bring up to the last thing I have on this game because, you know, again, we have this preview and prediction. We have another preview that we did earlier in the year. Is the thing that worries me the most about Auburn. Because last year at moments, and I know Colorado threw the Hail Mary to beat Baylor. In clutch moments, Baylor made some big-time plays. Some big-time plays. And they bring back a lot of the guys that made big-time plays. In the clutch moment last year, whether it was offense, whether it was defense, whether it was special teams, Auburn couldn't get it done. It was what, Murphy's Law? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong? Whether it's just rushing 3 on 3rd-and-16 and blowing a coverage in the back end, which should never happen, and giving up a big play after 2 good stops on 1st and 2nd, or the offense having to get that first down to seal the game or go get a score to win the game. Auburn couldn't do it. At some point as a man, you got to figure out what type of dude you are. What type of dude you are. Are you the guy that when the moment isn't as big, you can make the play? Or when you're beating somebody's ass to death, you can make the play? Or when the moment's at the biggest and you've been working your ass off with all the guys around you and you got the weight of the world of your fan base, who can make the play to win the game? Is it you this year? Because if Auburn gets over that hump, they'll win a pretty good amount of games. I think they'll have a pretty damn good season. But until I see these boys clutch up and put those things on the table, Cone, just flop them on the table and say, this is what it is, boys. I'm the alpha. I'm not going to believe in it. That's what I want to see. When your nuts are on the line, when it's time to go get it, who will go get the damn trophy? That's what I want to see. That's what champions are made of, and that's what Auburn hasn't had, and I'm not going to believe they have it until I see them have it.
Okay, so before we get to predictions, that was awesome, by the way. What's the best bet? What are you guys taking here in this game? Auburn money line for you guys?
I mean, that would be my prediction, but... Yeah. You know, I kind of want to stay away from the total in this one.
Does 57 and a half feel like a lot?
Initially it felt like a lot, but then when I go back and I think about the special teams with Josh Cameron, some of the ability they have there, you know, the big play ability on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And then I think, well, Dave Aranda's on one side. You know, he's a defensive guy. They can't be bad on defense forever. And then Auburn paid DJ Durkin to bring him back, and they got all these players on defense. I don't like the total here. If you can get Auburn on the money line for what was it, -128?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's probably your best bet here. I'll go ahead and tell you, I've got Auburn 31-24.
Mm.
So technically it would hit the under. But on a fast track too, it's that total I'm going to stay away from. I think Auburn on the money line, I think they end up winning by a touchdown. I think it's actually 31-17 in the fourth. Baylor scores a touchdown, goes for the onside kick, doesn't get it. Auburn ends up kneeing it out.
Mm.
That's what I'm going
with. That'd be a big win for Hugh Freeze. What do you like?
It's so hard to bet when it comes to week 0 and week 1.
Yeah, because you just don't know.
Until you really see it on the field. You can go all the spring practices, all this other stuff. It doesn't matter until the game actually starts. If it's me, where's this game at?
It's at Baylor.
It is at Baylor. All right, and Baylor right now is a +2.5 when it comes to the spread. I would buy that up a point, mm-hmm. and I'd get Baylor +3.5 at home right now.
What are those odds?
-140.
Which is not so bad.
Not bad at all. You get field goal coverage at home. I have Auburn winning this game 31-28, so that would cover and the over would hit.
Mm. So you're both going with Auburn, huh?
Where are you going?
I'm on record for my preseason prediction.
Yeah.
Going with Auburn winning this game, even though I have Baylor moving forward and winning the Big 12, which I didn't think that I would have a couple weeks ago. But this is week 1 college football, right?
Yeah.
I'm not beholden to whatever happened.
Wait, no. It's still all even.
Baylor will beat Auburn Friday night. Baylor
not
will
crazy.
Beat Auburn Friday night for 3 main reasons. One, like you said, they're going to be at home. Home field advantage means something in this sport, particularly in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Two, they're going to have the more experienced, proven quarterback. 3,000-yard passer a year ago led Baylor to 6 straight wins to end the regular season. And then three, most importantly, this mythical, magical advantage that Auburn's somehow going to find because Hugh Freeze really needs this one and he needs to prove that this year. Dave Aranda does too. I know he had a 12-2 season where he won the Big 12. Back-to-back losing seasons after that. You know, righted the ship a little bit a year ago with 8-5. But Dave Aranda needs this. He needs a good showing. I think that Baylor finds a way to beat Auburn at home Friday night.
How big will this be for the Big 12 to beat an Auburn team?
Well, they're 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Just talking from just a shit-talking standpoint.
Yeah.
If Baylor wins this game,
it'd be big.
It's going to be huge.
Regardless of how Auburn's done in the past, this
I still don't think they get more than one in the playoff.
I don't either.
So
Kansas State and Iowa State play, it was disgusting to me.
Well, once the rain let up, it got a little bit better, but I do see your point. Now, it's going to be a hell of a game. Again, in the comments, we want to know, what is your score? Give us your Auburn-Baylor score prediction. And don't forget, we're going to be live streaming not only Auburn-Baylor on this channel Friday night, but Notre Dame and Miami, a preview and prediction we have coming out very, very soon as well on Sunday. It's just wall-to-wall, great action all weekend. You do not want to miss it. So make sure you're locked into Crane & Company. And hey, go get one of those Crane & Company. We probably have the best hat in the game right now.
Right there.
I really think we got the best hat in the game right now. Head on over to our merch store and get that. You can find the link in the description. We appreciate you guys. It's going to be a hell of a ride. And like the chances of me not being nervous about Auburn doing anything, y'all know what the deal is. You feel the same way about your team. We're going, gone.